that? Brother A says so-and-so. What do you think about that? That is new to me, and I kind of half doubt it. Well, I doubt it too, says the other brother. Well, then, of course, it cannot be so. That settles it. It is not so. It is none of your business what I think about it. I remember once in a camp meeting, a brother read some scriptures right straight through. It was about all he did do. It was a Bible reading, but the thoughts he brought out in the Bible reading were new to a large number in the audience. About half a dozen came in a flock to me and asked, "Well now, Brother Jones, what do you think about that?" I said, "It is none of your business what I think about it. What do you think about it yourself?" "Well, we do not know what to think about it," they replied. Then I said, "Find out. Suppose I had said, I do not believe it." Then they would have gone off and said, "I do not believe that because Brother Jones said he did not." Suppose I said that it was so. They would have said, "That is so. Brother Jones says that it is so." Suppose I propose to tell you nothing about what I think. It is none of your business. You know for yourselves what is the truth. That is the position I propose to occupy in this institute. I expect to find some things coming out here that are new. I have never found a meeting yet where we have studied the Bible that the Lord did not give us something that was new, beautiful, grand, and glorious. But the place I propose to occupy right upon that promise is right upon that promise, ye shall know the truth. But I find people, and doubtless you have too, who seem to get upon the idea that the only sure way to know the truth is to raise all the objections they can and have them answered. But when I have raised and presented all the objections I know against a point, and they are all answered, then am I sure what is the truth? Am I sure of it? No, because there are objections I never thought of. Don't you see? On that line, can I ever be sure that it is the truth until every objection that is possible is brought against it by every mind in the universe? Can I be sure of it until then? When these